For years, the British Museum has been resisting handing back a shield that's been claimed by a descendant of an Aboriginal man who was shot by a member of Captain Cook's crew. While it's previously acknowledged the shield has cultural significance, suddenly the museum has changed its story, as Simon Lauder explains.
When the former director of the British Museum, Neil McGregor, chose to tell the story of the world in 100 objects, he featured a bark shield, which he said had been brought to London by Captain Cook.
We know the precise date that it came into Cook's hands, the 29th of April, 1770. We have written accounts of the day from Cook himself.
Bermagui man Rodney Kelly is a descendant of the Gweagal warrior Cooman, who was shot in the leg in 1770 when HMS Endeavour arrived at Botany Bay. When the shield came to the National Museum of Australia in 2016, Rodney Kelly took a stand.
And we're here today to let everybody know that we want the return of our ancestors' shield.
Since then, Rodney Kelly has been to London several times to pressure the British Museum to return the shield, and he successfully lobbied the New South Wales Parliament to support his bid. And since then, the British Museum has done some new research.
There is no documentary evidence to say it is, in fact, a Gweagal shield, or in fact, that it was, as some people have stated, collected by Cook or Banks.
Dr. Gay Sculthorpe is a curator at the British Museum.
Having reviewed all the records over the last 12 months or so, there is no specific reference to how or when the shield came into the museum's collection.
Can you accept some people will be quite sceptical of the narrative around this shifting, just as someone is calling for it to be returned as stolen property from Australia?
I can understand that some people might think that. Research is an ongoing process. It may not be the definitive answer about the shield. There could be further research done, but it's natural that with any object that if you look at it more closely again, further information may come to light.
And some people believe that there's been an attempt to undermine this campaign that Rodney Kelly has been leading. What's your response to that?
Rodney Kelly is right in that this is an important early shield from New South Wales, and it does have an important educational role to play. We're very happy to lend the shield to Australia again.
Rodney Kelly says he believes the museum is trying to undermine him.
They just want to hold on to what they've got. You know, there's no doubt that one day in the future, stuff like the Elgin marbles, the Benin bronzes, we're all going to get our things back, and we're all going to be able to appreciate these things, going to learn so much history in their own country. So I don't know when, but, you know, it could be 100, 200, 300 years, but one day everything must be returned, and they know that's coming one day. They'll do anything they can to avoid that.
Mr. Kelly says he'll be returning to London soon to continue his campaign.
Simon Lauder.